Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Limits, I have the greatest Paul Skeen stat there ever was, and I'm going to present it to you at the top of the hour. Jeff Hathorn, is he joining us? What's happening here?
Here we go. Oh, Jeff said that he is sorry I just called him. He was doing interviews.
Oh, so yeah. Live from OTAs, Jeff Hathorn.
Yes, so Jeff Hathorn will be joining us soon. He said that he's currently feeding sound into us.
Sure, that's great. I wonder if there was anything interesting said today. Anything incendiary said today. Anything incrunculent said today. Do you think?
I think so.
50-minute mark coming up on that, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township, hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, these are two very interesting quotes. One from Kenny Pickett. I think we heard this yesterday, but it felt rushed. It felt at the end of the show. I heard on a national program this morning, this making the rounds, as him absolutely and indisputably taking a shot at the Steelers. I'm not sure he was wrong. I'm not sure he's the right messenger. But let's hear it. This was Kenny Pickett with Browns reporters.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
Listen, sometimes in sports talk radio, people will blow up a quote or make it more than it is or a topic more than it is. That was Kenny Pickett indisputably taking a shot at the Steelers. Wait a second. Ooh, I just got handed a news item, Limitless Wonder, by Andrew Lindbergh.
He's coming in here now.
Andrew. Washington Capitals say 25-26 will be Ovechkin's last year in the NHL.
Really?
Is that via Yahoo Sports or via the Capitals? I don't know.
Yeah, Yahoo Sports and the Capitals. Wow.
How about that?
1 year left for Ovi. So those ticket prices are going to be expensive.
So Sid's going to outlast Ovi, it looks like.
Yeah, he will.
I wonder what the ramifications are there with goals and points. I know he's not going to catch him in goals or even come close, but I wonder when it comes to running totals at the end of their careers, what this means for the Sid-Ovi comparison.
That conversation that Sid and Ovi want to have sitting on the porch or wherever, reminiscing about their careers, is coming a lot faster than maybe we all thought was going to.
I have a canker sore, Limits. Do you know what those are?
No.
Are they still called canker sores?
I don't know. Could you describe it further
to me? A little sore
me?
On my inside of my lip up here.
Oh, like a cold sore.
Cold sore, yeah. My mom used to call them canker sores.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
How bad?
Enough that it's affecting whenever I open my mouth to talk.
Yeah,
it's rubbing against
my
teeth. Yeah, I hate that.
It's just like slowly irritates you and then gets worse and worse.
Yes.
It's like the itch that you can't scratch.
I'll tell you, salt water is magical on those things.
Salt water?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Where are you getting salt water? Or are you just pouring table salt into the
water?
Where
am I getting salt water? There's salt in the kitchen. I'm pouring it in a cup of water.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to the ocean.
No. You don't need magical salt water. You just need salt in a thing of warm water.
Is that salt water magical in the ocean?
I don't know. Let's get back to Ovi. Because that's a big story. But first, Pickett. I mean, he went to lengths there to say the Eagles, they showed me what it's about in the NFL. From the top of the organization down on a daily basis, how it's supposed to be done. I mean, come on. Do you agree that's not even indirect? That's a direct shot at the Steelers.
Oh, it's 100% a shot. 100% a shot at the Steelers. Now, what I'm wondering is this a shot at Mike Tomlin, or is this a shot at Matt Canada and the organization?
Oh, please.
It's got to be Tomlin, right?
If you're taking a shot at the Steelers organization, you're taking a shot at Tomlin. I don't think it ended well, Limits. I think it was, as we recall, yeah, we're bringing in Russell Wilson and he's going to be in pole position. Oh, really? Then I'd like to be traded. And by the next morning, I think he was traded, correct?
Oh, that's correct.
Is that how it went?
That is how it went down.
Let me hear that quote again. And somebody try to tell me this isn't Kenny. What?
We have a correction from Capitals PR. The Capitals, just so we get this right for everybody, have just tweeted, no decision has been made on Alex Ovechkin's future following the 2025-26 season. An email was sent from an individual with the corporate sales department that mistakenly alluded to next year being Ovechkin's final year.
Okay, great.
How about that? An email from an individual with corporate sales department is putting something out there about Ovechkin? What?
This is like, you know, Paul Nussbaum sending out a tweet that I'm retiring after the show. What is happening here?
I don't know, but it seemed... Well, here's the thing. Andy Lindberg was not wrong in what he saw at the time because it came from a Capitals.
I'm not saying Andy
source.
Lindberg was wrong. I'm marveling at the fact that somehow an email from a sales executive. This is like Marty Tuffer breaking news on the Steelers.
This is like Marty sending out an email. Hey, everybody, this might be Alex Ovechkin's final year, so you definitely want to get on board. Call 412-928-9370 and send in all your business.
Right. This is like, who's the other guy back there? Who's the big Pitt fan back there in the sales department? You know the guy.
Brent?
No, the other guy. I forget
Mark
his name.
Mark Berger?
Yeah, okay. This is like Mark Berger sending out that Mulsey's retiring after the show today and it getting all across the wires. Okay, so Ovechkin, we don't know if it'll be his final season.
That has been refuted now by the Capitals.
Now, for anybody who was driving in their car and pulled over, is now in the office spreading that rumor all across Pittsburgh because of you.
Well, here's the thing, the paper that you read, that you were handed, that's why I wanted to make sure for the listeners that we corrected it so that they didn't, that
Very
gossip
good.
Was not spread, gossip.
Let me hear Pickett again, and then we'll talk about whether this is who you want to hear that from and whether we agree. I think we all agree. And if you don't, 412-928-9370. If I told you, I'm trying to think of an analogy. If I went to a different radio station and you called me a year later, Limits, and I told you, yeah, you know, we had a public conversation about it, like on the air, like you called me from your new show and had me as a guest. And I said, man, this new station, I've really learned how it goes here, how you get to the top, get to the top of the ratings.
Yes.
From top to bottom. They really know what they're doing here. I don't think you have to stretch far to see the implication is the last place you were at didn't know. Right.
Yeah, I would say so. And you could say it's an indirect shot, not naming any names. This is definitely a shot that is being delivered by Kenneth Chan.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, was shown how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
And he said from the top down. So is he taking a shot at Omar Khan, Andy White? Oh, this sounds
Art,
like a shot
maybe
at everybody.
Art, maybe everybody.
Yeah.
So here's where I land on this, that it isn't the right messenger and that two things can be true.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That the Steelers organization is floundering. They haven't come close to winning a playoff game since 2016. They're running in place as they look for Ben's replacement. Nobody thinks of them anymore, ever, ever, as a legit Super Bowl contender. Something is severely wrong. So Pickett is accurate there. The Eagles are doing it right. A lot of other teams are doing it pretty right. The Steelers aren't among them.
No.
So he's right. That's true. And Kenny Pickett's not very good. That's also true. I think he'll get a chance to disprove that this year. Your thoughts, Limits? And do you think Kenny Pickett will disprove people?
No, I don't. And I think part of the reason why is I wonder how good that offense really is in Cleveland. Like, I know Kevin Stefanski's won Coach of the Year twice. I think he's a good offensive coach. But I just flat out don't think that Kenny Pickett is an NFL starting quarterback. He's more of a backup. There's no big trait there. You know what's going to happen, though, Joe. This is going to be Austin, the Penn State guy, is hating on the Pitt guy again. And
I actually think that's true. You are hating
it's
on the Pitt
all.
Guy.
It's yeah. Not at all.
You want Drew Aller. Emma's
yeah,
laughing.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
you
on,
want
man.
Drew Aller to be the Steelers quarterback. And no
I
matter
do,
what
that,
Kenny Pickett did, you were going to rip him.
Not at all. That does not affect my opinion on Kenny Pickett. I went to about five or six games in the student section with friends of mine from Pitt with buddy passes and watched Kenny Pickett.
Did you wear a Penn State
excited.
Regalia when
no,
you were
No, I was wearing Pitt t-shirts
you?
There.
You should have worn
because
Penn
again,
State
because
stuff
again,
there.
Because I do like Pitt. I don't dislike Pitt at all. I like Pitt. I support
But you
them.
Love Penn State.
I
so if
for,
you're in the Pitt student section, grow a pair and wear your Penn
no,
State stuff. It,
again, I like both, and that's a cardinal sin for some people, but that's just how I feel. If they played against each other in a football game, I would root for Penn State to win.
Yep.
But I do hope that Pitt has success. I'm not this huge anti-Pitt fan that, you know, roots on their downfall and is hoping that every single Pitt player that ever comes out is a failure. No, a lot of people like to misconstrue
it that way. But you understand the
way.
Suspicions when you wear Penn State stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's why I try to make the point that, you know, there's no big bias there. I wish Kenny Pickett succeeded. But
and
he
here's
didn't.
The third
and
thing.
And I'm just saying it the way I saw it.
I hear you. Here's the third thing. Kenny Pickett's right. Kenny Pickett's the wrong messenger. And I'm glad he said it.
Yeah.
How do you like that as a trifecta?
I agree with every syllable and half syllable that you just said.
Fan weather. High of 73 today. Great weather for Malzy to hit the links. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You had one more clip, I believe, to play, Limits.
See, there it is, the text line. Austin, you don't get an opinion on Pickett. Next texter, Limits, you're not wrong. Pickett isn't good. Next texter, get him, Joe.
Percent chance that Kenny Pickett is a good player for the Browns this season. Let's put it this way, Limits. If Mason Rudolph winds up with the job here and Kenny Pickett gets the job in Cleveland, who has the better year? That's a great question, isn't it?
That is a good question.
Do you want to throw anyone else? How about Justin Fields? Why don't we throw him in that pile?
I think ultimately...
Those three this year, who has the best year if they all play a lot?
Justin Fields.
I agree. Who has the second best year?
Mason.
Wrong. Pickett.
You think it's Pickett?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think they'll all be mediocre.
Greg M. texts in, I'm a Pitt fan and I don't believe Kenny is a starting NFL QB. Matt from Apollo, I side with Limits. I cheer for both, but love Penn State.
I side with Limits. I love that.
Texter, Joe is 57?
No, slightly older than that.
Yeah. And Texter says, Limits, excellent segment with TK. Joe did great. Very informative and interesting.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Compliments, like the guy yesterday insulting me, and then Tony a while ago insulting me. And Pony was right. You didn't defend me on the guy who called in yesterday.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I said that
not
he was.
Him.
I said that he was out of line and completely.
Yeah, after you. First of all, you didn't vet him properly. You brought him on the air without vetting him
properly. He didn't say anything that he was going to come on here and, you know, try to rip you to shreds and call you what he did.
He didn't call me anything.
Yes, he did. He called what your opinions.
Yeah, my opinions. He insulted.
Yeah.
He didn't insult my integrity. He insulted my intelligence. Do you have that clip?
I think you might be insulting my integrity right now, Joe. Are you insulting my integrity or are you insulting my intelligence? I truly wonder. Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That was a great moment in show history.
It's one of the best ones.
What were we just talking? Oh, the idiot who called yesterday and how you didn't protect me. You didn't have my back and you weren't a good teammate. First of all, you didn't vet him. Secondly, you let him go through and say everything he said without dumping him.
Well, here's
and thirdly, it took you like 3 minutes before you said anything in defense of me.
No.
And I think that led to back to pre-show anger and resentment that you had toward me. And you actually enjoyed when he was insulting
Joe,
me.
Joe, you give me a signal whenever it's time to get rid of, whenever it's time to move on from a caller. And
yes.
I previously, before that, had potted down our caller.
Sometimes you have to make your own decisions.
And you kept saying, is he still there? Is he still there?
Right.
When I had his audio off, but you kept bringing him back.
Don't focus on that. Let's focus on you not defending me. You're supposed to put me on a pedestal.
You brought up multiple, so we're addressing one at a time here, Joe. One at a time, I plotted him down, and you
asked,
is he still there?
Even Pony pointed that out. They replayed it on the PM show, and he said, listen, Austin doesn't jump to Joe's defense, and your silence meant complicitness.
And of course, the PM team did not include the part where I said that the guy was out of line and he shouldn't have said that.
Because you said it an hour later, that's why.
Oh, an hour later.
I always defend you when people insult you.
The previous time. Are you sure about that, Malzy? Are you sure about that? That might be a little bit of early onset Malzy disease creeping in for you, Joe. I don't know.
All right, top of the hour. Is Hathorne coming in?
You pulled a pony in.
What are we doing?
When Malzy says something, you just move on and give a read or something and don't even address it.
What are we doing here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.